Hey there, if you're listening to this and you support us on Patreon, you can hear it via the Patreon page ad-free.
Hello, Chicago!
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week is not like all the other weeks. We have our holiday crate-digging expert, Andy Surzan, with us. It's the holiday spectacular. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. This is one of our most popular episodes every year, and it's thanks to the care and consideration of our old friend, Andy Surzan. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Andy works for Jam Productions, concert promoter based in Chicago, does a lot of stuff throughout the Midwest, but his first love is finding lesser-known Christmas music to share with everyone at this time of year. Every year, Andy makes a themed mixtape of related finds, and we are always lucky to have him share it with you, our listeners. Andy, it is so good to see you. Welcome back to Sound Opinions.
Thank you for having me back, guys.
You've been doing this for decades, Andy. How do you come up with an idea each year? Because each year has its own
theme,
and you've got a new one for this year. When do you start thinking about that, and how do you come up with it?
Well, the short version of the backstory is I'm of a certain age in a vinyl collector parlance, and maybe about 50 years ago, I started collecting vinyl records because that was the primary format at that ancient time and place.
So, yeah, it's true.
And I never stopped. So I literally have, you know, thousands and thousands of 45s, 78s, LPs. About 35 years ago, I was in Kansas City doing a show, and I heard about this, like, really crazy old vinyl record shop, dusty place back in the day when those used to be kind of all over the place. And in the middle of the sound check, I took off and went over to the shop, and I found a 45 that looked really strange to me. And it was, it ended up being a 45 by this artist named Mary White. I had no idea who that was, but the song was called Rudolph Pouts. And I was like, that just sounds ridiculous. What is this?
And it's one of your all-time classics. It has become.
Yeah, I mean, it's just undeniable. And so I bought it. You know, it was like a buck or 50 cents or something. And I got home and listened to it, and I was like, oh my God, this is just insane. I love this because I like Christmas anyway. Most people. I reconned out that this was actually called a song poem.
All right, Andy, before we get a second further into this show, what is a song poem?
A song poem is a poem that an individual has written via solicitation from some newsprint, media, Popular Mechanics magazine in the back. Send us your lyrics. We'll turn it into a song, and superstardom will shortly follow. and they'd make a 45 for this person, mail it back to him, and that was pretty much the start and end of their music careers. They basically insinuated that by writing the lyrics, it was your baby.
Right.
So that
right.
no one ever took credit for the actual the background music. It was all like you know, studio hacks and whatnot.
Imagine what that, if only we had a little video of like 20 minutes in one of those studios. What was those hired musicians' day like?
Well, they would just literally roll out like probably 30, 40 of them a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
they didn't even really write music for them. They just jammed around and stuff. And
yeah.
then someone else sang, made up lyrics. Or no, the lyrics were there. They would either read them or try to turn them into something melodic or whatever. The further it went off of something that sounded like, you know, innocuous and whatnot, the more interested I was in them, because some of them are just so insane that the lyrics make no sense with the music. The music is, you know, just it's a collision of, and it's a sad thing too in a way, because these people thought they were really getting into starting their career in music.
The music biz.
Well, some guys from LA want to make me a star.
You know, what it reminds me of, Andy, is that, you know, when you haven't had enough sleep, you've been up for like, you know, 48 hours. And you're just kind of this giddy, weird feeling. And these guys are bored out of their minds. And they're probably just going, let's just go further out just to keep ourselves from falling asleep here. You know,
or they're amusing themselves.
Yeah, they were having fun with it. And that's what I think you're getting at, is that these people were trying to make something out of nothing.
Well, I would say these guys were trying to just take their money. So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at the same time, they were trying to amuse, you know, keep themselves amused, right?
Yeah, occasionally the instrumentals backgrounds are pretty spectacular. It just depended, but they never matched the songs really. You could just tell these guys were okay, next, but you know, again, like any kind of music, if you spend enough time drilling down on it, you're going to find out, you know, what's really interesting about that genre, whether it's like old blues recordings or old jazz or rock. And this is just one of those things where, since I was already kind of making Christmas music or Christmas mixes, I sort of started digging into, and once I got in there, I was like, oh my God, this is
now,
like,
so you're going through every town you go to on vacation for work, you know, the dustiest record shop, right? Sometimes collections, right? Where in particular, song poems have got to be even harder to find than rare 45s.
Extremely hard to find, and they are rare 45s by definition. Some of them probably were only maybe 50 copies made and sent to the person that sent in the lyrics. That's all they got, you know, out of the whole deal. And they probably have 48 of them left in their personal collection, gave two to a cousin or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're impossible to find. But you know, over the years, I've managed to put like one or two on each mix. And this year I was just, you know, you guys know, we normally, the mixes are like a compilation of all sorts of different genres. And this year, and then I started doing that special edition
thing.
We did all jazz one year. All country one year, you know, that kind of thing. Well, this falls into that special edition genre of that I refer to as my mix. And it's the song poems we have made it onto previous editions, and at least half of these have never been publicly aired anywhere.
Excellent. All right. So Andy, as always, you are our most prepared guest. Another way of saying, Greg and I never turn the show over completely to anyone we trust as much as you. So you've come in here loaded for bear, loaded for Christmas bear. Mixed metaphors are part of this genre. So tell us what we're going to hear in this first set, and then we can talk about it a little more afterwards.
Okay. Well, the first set's our tracks that are actually on this year's mix. And the first track's called The Snowman Song. The poem, it was written by a person by the name of Randall Deanna. And the track after that is called Bright Star Shining in the Sky. And that's a really far out one. That's like a Cold War Christmas poem that, like, I don't even understand. It only loops into the holidays in a strange way.
But I had made a note to ask you. It's got to be Cold War.
Yeah, it totally is.
Is that a bomb? Is that a satellite? The bright star? Yeah.
Somebody had to get something off their chest for sure. And then we can back announce the other ones. But here's The Snowman Song by Randall Deanna.
I made a little snowman. He was cute as could be. I made him by the window so he could look. look at me. Next morning when the sun came and he took a little peek, I saw the snowman wink at me as tears ran down his cheek.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
The birth of Jesus, the coming of the Redeemer. When the two great powers will walk hand in hand, side by side, then will all of you be happy. Wake up, forward, youth. Better, a nicer future is waiting for you. People, love each other. Then you also will be loved, and you will be happy as long as you live. Preach the word of God. Make peace with each other. A comet will come toward you in the sky. Oh, preach the word of God. Make peace with each other.
You're listening to the annual Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
I'm Santa Claus, and I come here to leave a gift in every home. I bring a guest, a friendly treat, and ringing bells from the high dome. I bring old carols as your songs, with little Jesus clad in rags. I bring Maria in your heart, and heaven's heralds on your ways. I'm Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus.
Here
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
It is easy to understand that so many years ago, on that crisp and starlit night, Joseph and Mary came to that dreary little town, so tired and worn, on Christmas Eve. No one knew there was going to be a little stranger born in a manger on that starlit night. They had such a time trying to find a place where God's Son would be born. People in those days were as evil as today. Do you think, after all these years, there is still no room for the stranger in our lives today? Let us celebrate his birthday by giving that stranger a place in his house, by showing his love. Christ is not that helpless of a stranger in the manger anymore. Won't we ever understand? He is ruler over all our land. Oh, how happy we would be if we would only welcome that stranger, born in a manger, long ago.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Somewhere in the valley, I see the moonlight. It's quiet, cold winter night. You can meet me when the timber grows again. It's time to build a new life early in the spring. I got the green Christmas blues. I've got the green Christmas blues. The mountain, there's a snowfall. The moonlight's frozen in the sky. Our friendship's colder for the moment. Oh, but darling, we know the reason why. I got the green Christmas blues. Got the green Christmas blues. You know, you're the friend I choose. I got the green Christmas blues. The green Christmas blues. You know, you're the friend I choose. I got the green Christmas blues.
That is the first set of Andy Sarazan's song poems, Holiday Spectacular, Andy, give us a little rundown of what we just heard.
Okay, that last track was by Donald J. Nason, and by track I mean he wrote the lyrics, Green Christmas Blues, and it came out on Hallmark 4-track 45. And the interesting thing about that one is there's a note about Rockford with a zip code on it. So that might have been Illinois. Well, it certainly must have been Illinois generated. And Donald's just very upset. He has Green Christmas Blues. had to get it off his chest. Before that, we heard Stranger in the Manger by Beatrice Sierra. That's on MSR, which was by far the largest song poem label. It came out in 1978. And it's really a collision of religion, religion's impact on the holidays, and all sorts of other strange issues that Beatrice
had. Yeah, a little bit of stalker thing happening there, I thought.
It's just the idea that they're referring to the Christ child as the stranger in the manger.
And then that line about people in those days were as evil as they are today.
Yeah, no.
This is some strange
brew. Can't make room for the stranger.
Had a lot to get off her chest, for sure, on that one. And then before that, we heard I'm Santa Claus by Eugenia Adams, Bright Star Shining in the Sky, and we started the set off with the Snowman song by Randall Dienna.
Wow, great set, and we got two more coming up. Coming up, more bizarre holiday recordings from the collection of holiday music Magpie, Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in and inspired by Chicago. They got 312 Wheat Ale, Hazy Beer Hug, and many more one-off beers at the Fulton Street Tap Room or their new Salt Shed Pub. The perfect place to go before a show at the Salt Shed. Me and Andrew were there on opening night, Greg. Mm-hmm. It was really exciting. You had Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, Tick Fever. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, every time we go to one of these goose joints, there's another new one to try, and we love them all.
I'm a fan. In addition to making great products and event spaces, Goose Island has always been a supporter of music culture in Chicago and nationwide. I mean, if you see that Goose Island logo at a venue or a restaurant, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, we are proud to be associated with Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer, and Sound Opinions is. Sound Opinions is brought to you by NordVPN. NordVPN is the gateway to secure and private access to the internet. We all need that. And it works by enveloping all of your online activities in a layer of encryption while also hiding information about your virtual location. Greg, before I had a VPN, I was sitting in a doctor's waiting room, and boy, did I get hammered with a virus. I mean, I'm going to the doctor and get rid of a virus.
Well, safety from viruses is one of the great uses of NordVPN. It's an incredible tool. It's easy to use. You can connect with just one click and enjoy the amazing speed on every major platform, from Windows to iOS to Android. Now, this summer, I'll be doing some traveling.
You're going overseas.
This is a necessity. You know, you've got to use this. I know I can count on NordVPN to help me easily access secure connections on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere I go. You know, it's easy to get hacked these days, right?
Yep.
This will help. It also makes it easy to access paid subscriptions to streaming services and content, even if it's not available in the country I'm in.
So you can watch your Netflix while you're sunning it in Europe.
Absolutely.
If you want safe access to your favorite streams, social media, and more, no matter where you are, get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/soundopinions. nordvpn.com/soundopinions. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and the link's in the description of this episode.
And we're back. And this is our annual holiday spectacular with music collector Andy Surzan. Andy, what's the theme of this next set?
Well, it follows the same crazy world of what song poems are all about. This one, first track, is up by a gentleman by the name of Raymond F. Moberly, and he wants to know, what is Christmas? So he called his song, What is Christmas?, his poem, and he goes on to define what it is for him personally. Very interesting. And then after that, we're going to hear one of the all-time classics, Is Santa the Man in the Moon? which is quite a question. And that is by a fellow by the name of Dick Kent. Now, Dick was probably one of the actual, actually one of the best actual vocalists on these songs in the song poem world. And he did a bunch of them. There's an interesting level of advanced quality to that particular track. But still, at the end of the day, it is titled "Is Santa the Man in the Moon?" And whoever would, yeah. That's a question for the ages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll back announce the rest. But here is "What Is Christmas" by Raymond F. Moberly, 1977 MSR, one of their LP comps.
Many images to many people, such as the wreath that adorns the door.
Christmas Eve.
And Christmas is the candlelight gleaming in the window, so very brightly for all to see.
Christmas Eve.
And Christmas is the gaily wrapped gifts beneath the Christmas tree, which brings Christmas to the
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Is Santa the man in the moon?
Is Santa the man in the moon?
In the moon.
That watches me all year through. Who gets the presents and paints the sleigh? So many things to do. Is Santa the man
in the moon
that comes when we're asleep while waiting for dear old Santa? We're in bed counting sheep. There's a grin on his face as he peeks through the clouds to see carolers so loud. The jolly old man
in the moon
has stars for his spies. Our Santa's the man in the moon because comes from the skies. Is Santa the man in the moon?
In the moon.
He watches me say my prayers. He watches me when I talk or pray. He moves me and he cares. If Santa's the man in the moon, way up in the sky, so high, does he float down on a cloud through
the stars in the sky. He loves everybody. He hurts when we cry, knows our heartaches and our sighs. He loves to come to our houses. The man in the moon, I know he won't forget me.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
He's bringing in his fancy rigging as he speeds away on Christmas Eve.
Listening to the annual Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Merry Christmas, someone. Merry Christmas, someone.
May God bless you on this very day. May he tell you what is wrong or right. Merry Christmas, someone somewhere else.
Merry Christmas.
I send my love and wish you happiness. Especially to you, sweetheart, sitting there.
blessings richly be unfurled. Merry Christmas to this happy world.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Christmas tree, my Christmas tree, one of God's most beautiful creations to me. Oh, how beautiful thou art, with the angel and the star. My tree with its decorations, I'm ready for a Christmas celebration. Gifts all tied and Santa in his stride. At this Christmas time, I'll say a prayer that I won't forget, to have the Christ child there. And let this glad tiding let us all sing.
Andy, great stuff. What did we just hear?
The last track was My Christmas Tree. The artist is Sue Meadows, and that came out in a 4-track 45 on Hallmark, which was not the Hallmark that we probably all know about, but that was one of the 3 or 4 main song poem labels back in the day. Before that, we heard Merry Christmas Someone by George Kovacs, and that one is like really forlorn. It's Merry Christmas, anyone.
Sending out SOS, you know.
I'm not having a great one.
I don't think George is having a good one, no.
Yeah, that's quite amazing. Before that, we heard On Christmas Eve, the artist, author of the poem is Kara Stewart. And I got to do a shout out to a guy named Bob Purse. He lives in the Chicago suburbs, and he's a song poke geek. And I found that one and actually kind of stole it from him. But I'm sure he won't mind because we're playing it on the radio. And
it has more listeners than it ever had the first time.
Yeah, I've never seen the 45. I don't own it, but it's just undeniably great one. So good going, Bob.
Now, you'd mentioned, Andy, the immortal Dick Kent is Santa the Man in the Moon. Having done a couple and doing the vocals himself.
No, Dick is one of the musicians that they would bring in.
Okay.
And he would sit there and he would just knock them out all day long.
Okay, all right.
So there's three components to it. There's who wrote the poem, what musicians, anonymous musicians played and wrote the music, and then there were certain people that came that were like known to be vocals of from an A level to an F minus, and depending on how much the budget was, they could bring in.
But if you got Dick Kent, you were getting the gold.
Treatment. Dick, you got great. If you got Rod Rogers, you hit a homer out of the park. He's the most famous guy in the whole genre.
Oh, fantastic. If you have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, let us know in our Facebook group or in our Patreon community. You're going to have to dig super deep to match Andy. Leave us a voice message. We're always happy to hear from you on our website, soundopinions.org. Andy Surzan will play his final set of super obscure holiday song poems after a short break on Sound Opinions.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we are back. This week, it's our annual holiday spectacular, and our very own Christmas elf, Andy Surzan, is with us again, playing holiday music you won't find anywhere else. Andy, tell us about the song poems we've got queued up for the final set.
Okay, well, there is actually a fairly professionally done American Song Poem Christmas CD that was put out on Bar None Records maybe 20 years ago or so. I don't know for sure. This is like extremely well done comp. And if you want to really get a great entry portal into this world, I'm sure it's still available you could purchase it.
Our friends at Bar None are, fine label. Mm-hmm. They just put out that Feelies cover record of Velvet Underground. You hear that?
Oh yeah. No, this is a really well done compilation, but as far as I know, it's the only one out there. Mm. And these are like these tracks are going to be about as professionally done as any song poems you'll ever hear. It's the first tune is Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile, which really gets everybody all excited about the holidays. Of the year. Oh, keep an eye out for him, but look out, he's on a nuclear missile.
We truly have forgotten what a period the Cold War fear of Armageddon was.
Yeah, I mean, that someone went there this heavily and tied it into Christmas is mind-boggling, but that's kind of what makes it amazing. And the track after that is also on this comp. It's called Santa Claus Goes Modern. Also funny, cute, and the music is almost sounds like it could be really a song, so it just shows the unbelievable variation between if you send in $100 or you send in $500. And of course, this set ends with Rock and Disco Santa Claus by the Sisterhood, who were the in-house female choir for these tracks. But this is a great one, and you could find it out there for sale. So here we go with Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile by Heather Noel.
Just stood there, my knees trembling.
You're listening to the annual Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
That is set number three from Andy Surzan's Song Poems. What a, you know, enlightening to hear this music spanning the eras. You know, we've got the Cold War, we got disco era, you know, we've got the variety of music underpinning these very heartfelt lyrics. You know, shut-ins, weirdos, you know, wanting to get their big break, writing these songs about Christmas. amazing stuff.
I don't know about you, but I really want to party with the sisterhood.
Yeah.
I want to do a rock and disco party with the sisterhood.
I agree 100%. These sounds like really... I mean, as a soundtrack for Christmas, Andy, I hesitate to say this because there have been so many, but talk about digging deep. I think you've sort of outdone yourself this year with this stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely at the end of the game almost, I would have to say.
Don't say that.
35 years of doing this. You know,
but you kind of thought when you first discovered Rudolph Pouts that, like, we'll never get better than this. It hasn't gotten better, but it has gotten as good.
Yeah, well, let me just say that is probably my favorite Christmas song of all time.
I know.
And hopefully we'll have enough time at the end of the show to play it.
We might be able to squeeze that in.
If it happens, I'll be very happy for Christmas. No, just kidding. But that is absolutely the greatest holiday song ever. In fact, it's the only one I ever realized that a band that actually were really good musicians did a cover version of it.
Mm.
This group called Israfel Sun did like a unbelievable, like, synth-laden, kooky take on it that's almost as good as the original. As far as I know, no one else has ever covered any of these songs. If they did, I would like to hear it anyway.
You might be giving me a challenge there for my band.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Let it rip. Roll tape.
Once again, we couldn't do Christmas without Andy Surzan, Sound Opinion's very own Kris Kringle. Andy, thanks once again for coming back and enlightening us on the holidays.
Well, thanks for having me back, and Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you like these song poems.
I sneaked up past the pole, found Santa in his hole, and Rudolph's pouting by the fire, and Vixen's hanging by a wire. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white with snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. The rest are eating snow as by the north winds blow. Old Santa yells to start the show.
Please go to the streaming service of your choice or soundopinions.org to visit Andy Surzan's other Christmas specials, because I know I have, Greg. I put them all on one playlist for the holidays that's about 15 hours long now, because we've been doing Andy for years.
Yeah.
And that's when I know who I really wanted at the party and who I didn't. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we are going to revisit the interview that we did, Sound Opinions did, with one of the bands of the year, right? Boy Genius.
They own 2023.
And be sure to check out our weekly podcast, only bonus episodes.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily to Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors.
And speaking of sponsors, every week our show reaches hundreds of thousands of curious listeners from around the globe via podcast and on 150 public radio stations nationwide. If you'd like to learn more on how your business or organization can also reach this engaged and educated audience, you can email sponsor@soundopinions.org. That's sponsor@soundopinions.org.
Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.